You get your question here. Could there be an excuse of ignorance? Amen. I think what the brother, Jazallah Khairan, is saying here is, how can, yani, is this, he's asking about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bringing the souls out of the back of Adam and having them testify that La ilaha illallah. They testify to La ilaha illallah. Does this close the door for the person trying to claim ignorance of Tawheed? Yani, you know, in the Akhirah, trying to say he's ignorant of Tawheed. Okay? So, using it as an excuse. يسأل السائل جزا الله خيرا. And I think it's a hadith, right? It's an ayah. I don't know the ayah. لأنه كأن هناك آية. يسأل السائل عن آية. يسأل عن هذه الآية. شو بدك يعني يعيدها يعني؟ فيسأل عن هذه الآية بارك الله فيه، يقول طب هذا ألا يسد باب العذر بالجهل في التوحيد؟ يعني هل هو دليل على سد باب يعني الجهل يعني العذر عذر الجاهل بأنه جاهل بالشرك يشرك وهو جاهل، هذا يسد باب العذر عليه؟
كل المشركون جهال.
All of the مشركين ignorant.
يقول الله عز وجل قل فغير الله تأمروني أعبد أيها الجاهلون.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, which means, say, do you order me to worship other than Allah, or you ignorant ones?
فالمشركون جاهلون.
So the مشركون the جاهل.
لذا قيل الجاهل لا يشرك بالله عز وجل أو لا يكون مشركا.
So if it's said that the جاهل he doesn't make shirk with Allah عز وجل and he's not مشرك.
إذا لا يوجد مشرك.
And that would not be مشرك.
والله يقول هو الذي خلقكم فمنكم كافر ومنكم مؤمن.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says he created you and from you is the kafir and from you is the believer.
لازم نعرف أن الناس يتعاطفون مع المشركين لأنهم أقرباءهم.
You need to know that the people they might have some you know leniency with the mushrikeen because they're their relatives and close ones.
إذا تذكر أحد أن أباه مات على الشرك.
So somebody remembers that his father died upon shirk.
يجد في خاطر نفسه أن أباه مشرك في نار جهنم.
He will find in himself something of you know some issue with seeing his father as a mushrik in the hellfire.
فيأخذ يبرر للمشركين.
So he tries to find some types of excuses for them.
يقول هؤلاء جهلاء.
Then he said maybe they're ignorant.
ما كانوا يعلمون.
They didn't know.
قد غرر بهم.
And you know they were just fools.
هكذا تربوا هكذا نشأوا.
This is how they were raised. This is how they were taught.
وقد سأل رجل عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم فقال أين أبي؟
So the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, a man asked him, where's my father?
فقال صلى الله عليه وسلم أبوك في النار.
Said the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said, look, your father is in
the fire. فوجد في خاطره.
So you know he had taken offense to it.
فدعاه النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم وقال إن أبي وأباك في النار.
So the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم called, he says, you know what, my father and your father in the hellfire.
الله أرحم بعبده من الأم بولدها.
You know, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He has more mercy upon the slave than the mother has upon her child.
لا نملك أن نغير أحكام الله عز وجل.
We don't have the control to change the rulings of Allah عز وجل.
لو علم الله عز وجل أن فلانا المشرك.
If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knew that this person that is mushrik.
يستحق الهداية لهداه.
Deserved to be guided, He would have guided him.
لكنه لا يستحق الهداية.
He doesn't deserve the هداية.
فما هدى الله عز وجل.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala didn't guide him.
لا تظن أن الله تبارك وتعالى.
Don't think that Allah تبارك وتعالى
يظلم أحدا مثقال ذرة.
That He oppresses anybody, even a mustard seed of oppression.
والذي يهمنا أن نوحد الله عز وجل.
And what's important to us is that we are موحدين to Allah, that we worship Allah alone.
وأن نحكم بأحكام الله.
And that we rule by the rulings of Allah.
إذا قال الله لقد كفر الذين قالوا إن الله ثالث ثلاثة.
Allah سبحانه وتعالى He says those that say Allah is a third of three are kafir.
إذا قال الله عز وجل قد كفر الذين قالوا المسيح ابن الله.
And Allah سبحانه وتعالى says those that say the Messiah is the son of Allah are kafir.
فماذا نفعل نحن؟
So what would we do?
هل نقول لا ليس بكافر؟
We say no, they're not kafir.
إذا قال الله بأن اليهود والنصارى في النار.
فالله سبحانه وتعالى أذن اليهود والنصارى
إن الذين كفروا من أهل المشركين إن الذين كفروا من أهل الكتاب المشركين في نار جهنم.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says those that make kufr from the people of the Yahud and Nasara are in Jahannam.
هل نقول ليسوا بجهنم؟
Then we say they're not in Jahannam.
هل الأحكام بأيدينا نحن؟
Are these rules in our hands?
هل النار بأيدينا نحن؟
Is the hellfire in our control?
الله الذي قال عن نفسه ذلك.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that.
الله الذي حكم عليهم بالكفر.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ruled upon them with kufr.
الله جل وعلا الذي يريد أن يدخلهم جهنم.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you know, he declared they're going to enter Jahannam. So we can't do anything but say what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said.
Allah يقول في كتابه يا أيها الذين آمنوا قوا أنفسكم وأهليكم نارا.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, oh you who believe, protect yourselves and your family from the hellfire.
فكر نفسك كيف تنجو من النار.
So think about yourself, how do you save yourself from the hellfire?
لا تفكر بالكفار الذين ماتوا على الكفر لماذا سيدخلون النار.
Don't think about the kuffar that died about, upon kufr. Why will they enter hellfire?
تأكد أن الله لا يظلم أحدا.
No, be certain that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't oppress anybody.
فكانوا جهلاء.
So if they were ignorant,
لهم عذر عند الله.
They have an excuse with Allah.
الله سيعذرهم.
Then Allah will give them their excuse and give them.
لكن نحن لا علاقة لنا بذلك.
We had nothing to do with that.
نحكم عليهم بما حكم الله.
We just give them the ruling that Allah gave them.
فنقول من لم يشهد أن لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله.
So we say whoever does not testify أن لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله.
فليس بمسلم.
He's not Muslim.
وأنه سيدخل النار.
He will enter the fire.
هل سينقذه الله؟
Will Allah save him?
هل الله يعلم أنه عذر؟
Does Allah know? Doesn't Allah سبحانه وتعالى know that he has an excuse?
هل الله يعلم بأن هذا جاهل ما يستحق النار؟
Does Allah سبحانه وتعالى not know that this person is jahil and he doesn't deserve the hellfire?
هذا أمره إلى الله.
This is affair to Allah.
لا يسأل عما يفعل وهم يسألون.
He's not asked about what he does and they are asked about what they do.
وإنما يسأل الله عن أنفسنا.
بعد الله سبحانه وتعالى asks us about ourselves.
بعد أن عرفنا الحق.
After we knew the حق.
وأمرنا بالتوحيد.
And ordered us with توحيد.
أن نوحد الله ولا نشرك به شيئا.
We worship Allah alone and not have any associates with Him.
هذا هو الواجب علينا.
This is what's binding upon us.
نحكم بأحكام الله.
We order with the orders of Allah and the rulings of Allah.
من غير أن نتعاطف.
Without any, you know, emotions entering into this.
والله يقول عن إبراهيم عليه السلام.
And Allah سبحانه وتعالى says about Ibrahim عليه الصلاة والسلام.
وعن موقفه من أبيه.
And his stance and position concerning his father.
ما كان يقول الله عز وجل وما كان استغفار إبراهيم لأبيه.
And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and the seeking of يعني seeking forgiveness of Ibrahim for his father was not accepted.
إلا عن موعدة وعده هي. قد وعده بأني سأستغفر لك.
Except for a promise that he had told him, that he had promised him.
فلما تبين له أنه عدو لا تبرع منه.
Now when it became clear to him that he was an enemy of Allah, he disassociated himself from him.
وهكذا وجب عليه أن نتبرع من المشركين.
And this is what is binding upon us, that we free ourselves from the mushrikeen.
No.
No.